Democrat Max Rose concedes to Republican Nicole Malliotakis. By Sean Moran on November 12, 2020. Representative Max Rose, DNY, conceded the race for New York's 11th congressional district on Thursday, making Republican Nicole Malliotakis the district's next congresswoman. "As we continue to count every ballot and are on track to dramatically narrow the gap by tens of thousands of votes to a 4-5% margin, it is now clear that we will fall short of 50.1%. I have called to congratulate Ed Malliotakis on her win and concede the #NY11 race," Rose said in a statement on Thursday. The race serves as a pickup for Republicans in one of the 13 congressional districts that President Donald Trump won by more than 6% during the 2016 presidential election. House Democrats managed to flip the seat during the 2018 midterm elections. Trump won the district by roughly 10%. Malliotakis, a former New York State Assemblywoman, will become the district's next congresswoman in January. "Representing #NY11 has been the honor of my life. On behalf of Lee, Miles, and myself, thank you for this privilege. I love Staten Island and Brooklyn. This is our home. No matter the challenges we face, I will be fighting with you," Rose added. Malliotakis's victory serves as the latest instance in which Republicans have ousted their Democrat incumbents. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, bragged in August that they would expand their House majority by double digits. Rose also charged in December 2019 that Democrats would defeat Republicans by a large margin during the 2020 elections. Rose campaigned as a moderate Democrat, however. His support for bail reform, impeachment, and marching with defund the police protesters tarnished his moderate brand. Trump called Rose a fraud in August for supporting impeachment and said that Staten Island, New York, which is in New York's 11th district, is Trump country. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.